I want to get over to the other topic, Alice, that you have, and we'll get into your segment. Now, let's talk about the Jenny May announcement that you found this morning.
Yes, it was good news. So for those of you who are familiar with trying to pool government loans as an issuer into Ginnie Mae pools, that we've been handcuffed a bit on being able to really fully utilize e-mortgages and e-notes, because Ginnie Mae wanted any kind of a digital document loan to be within the same pool. So if you're pooling $2 million worth of loans, they all had to be closed digitally with e-loans. You couldn't commingle digital docs with a ink signature note and mortgage. And so for a lot of lenders, there was just not best execution, right? You want to be able to just pull from all the loans that you have, all your Govy loans, to be able to pull together your pools. So they announced, and it makes sense that the secondary conference is going on. So big announcement for that group meeting is that you can now commingle effective with issuance yes. on June 1st. So that was good news for lenders that, one, it's quick. Hopefully all of you are already approved as an e-issuer and can jump in on this. If not, get yourself approved and look at your systems and see when you can start now effectively offering more government loans with e-notes and e-mortgages.
Yeah, very good. Alice, anything else you see on the legislative front that's noteworthy?
I think it was just interesting, the net production income that was used in the recent report on the mortgage banking and the risks, and they showed the net loss that lenders are experiencing now, and they're using the MBA's quarterly reports. Now, essentially, it feels like they're using the MBA's reports to make their case that there needs to be more regulation over our industry. And I thought that was interesting.
So, Alice, what you're saying is that it's not right to have regulatory costs drive up the cost to originate and then use that high cost to originate to circle back to more regulatory impact.
Exactly. They cause the problem. All this regulation has caused the problem. And the market swings were playing against us. And then the data stops in Q4 of 2022, which is the lowest point it was. It hasn't been that low through the rest of 23 and the first part of 24. So it was an interesting spin that they've chosen. And I think they forgot that part, their impact on that.
Yeah, very interesting. There's so much stuff going on right now in our industry. And I encourage you to stay in touch with what's being posted out there. Again, check out Greg Shear's comments. Alice, thank you so much for your report. I love so much of what you are looking at out there. Is there anything that you've talked about recently, Alice, that's had any developments on it? Any gotten more legs? I'm looking back over some of the comments that we received from listeners. They all love your report.
Yeah, I think I actually have a segue for Alan, and that is that technology is driving every decision that we make today. You used to be able to just focus on operations or sales, and technology is not just at the table, technology is driving the table and the decisions that have to be made and where the money needs to be spent to gain those efficiencies. And so I think I'll segue over to Alan.
Yeah, it's good segue for Alan.
One of the biggest discussions out there.